Northern Illinois College of Optometry. That was what I was in. And then after the war, it became Illinois College of Optometry. That was the main college at that time. After the war, I had to make some money, and I had already had my degree.
Did you want to go into optometry, or was it just a family business? Or did you think?
I didn't particularly care. In fact, I think I would have been a real good student, but I wasn't a good student because I wanted to go flying. I had worked in a propeller factory when I was 16 years old. Ole Phelan, who's very famous in the old aviation, he manufactured the propellers.
So he owned a propeller factory?
Yeah, Ole owned the propeller factory, and that's where I had my first job, carving propellers.
Do you remember what you made, how much an hour at that job?
I think if Ole had enough money to pay us, 35 cents, I think, is what I got per day, not per hour, but per day. I think that was 35 cents. And all I did was run a gouger, a machine that had two handles. You had to use both hands, and it like a rolling pin. Only the rolling pin was made of blades, and it turned around, and you would go, and you'd cut great big hunks of wood out of the way and leave the area where a propeller would be made or where you'd be carved. And Ole would mark the wood where he wanted to cut, and then I would cut. That was all I did. And then when he couldn't sell propellers, enough propellers to make a living, why, he made baby beds, bows and arrows, and I got pretty good with a bow and arrow. He set up some bales of straw behind the building there, and every noon we'd go out and everybody would have a contest. And I got to be pretty good. He made boomerangs, and I can throw a boomerang. That was a very interesting time. It was a lot of fun.
What was Ollie's last name?
Ole Phelan. F-A-H-L-I-N. Phelan.
Now, going back to college, so you decided to go into optometry. You didn't really...
Well, Dad said... We had a meeting. We sat down, and he said, "What do you want to do?" Well, I said, "I would like to go down to St. Louis and go to the propeller school down there, and then become a pilot and fly for Pan American or for TWA at that time. I'd like to learn how to fly." And he said, "Well, that's great. What are you going to do then when you get 40 years old and you becoming presbyopic? That's a condition where you have to have glasses to read with. And that happens to everybody, even today that happens. Nobody talks about it anymore, but it is a situation that humans have. When they're 40 years old, they become unable to change the focus of their eyes so that they can read, so you need reading glasses." And so Dad wanted to know what I'm going to do because the airlines wouldn't allow anybody to have glasses, to fly with glasses or contacts. He didn't have contacts then. Oh, by the way, I was the first guy in Missouri to fit contacts, too.
So your dad had you sit down.
Oh, yes.
So you wanted to be, but what I find it interesting.
So he said, "Well, what are you going to do when you get to be 40? And I said, "Well, that is a problem." He said, "Why don't you become an optometrist first? Just go on to school. You have to go to school someplace. You're going to go to college someplace. Why don't you just learn that? Then you can go ahead and do your flying. And then when you get 40, here you have an occupation you can go to." That is a good idea. So this is what we decided, and that's what we did. And so that's where I got on the train and went up to Chicago and I met a fellow up there that became a prisoner of war, bailed out of a plane, became Bill. And we've been friends all of life. He died about 4 years ago.
How long was college then, optometry school?
4 years.
Did you have a job while you were in college?
I sure did. I worked for Donnelly Printing Press. You know about it. You know what they, that was,
yes.
Life, Time, Liberty, those magazines. And what I did was I was up on the fifth floor, and they had a big slide. And the magazines started out at the bottom on the presses, and as it went, they ended up on the fifth floor for some reason or other, and they were in these huge bales of magazines. I expect the things were 8 feet tall and 2 or 3 feet square, so that they could be mailed. They could be scooted around on billets. They went to the different countries in the world. Well, I was the only one around there that had any education at all, I think. I hate to say that. But none of these other people around there could read any of the where they were supposed to go. And so I would put these big pallets, scoot them around to the proper slide, and they would slide down to the loading dock when it'd be put on the mail train. A train would come in there, and so it was my responsibility to see that these things got, and there were other people around there too, of course, but that was my main job, was just to read where it was supposed to go.
And did you work there throughout college?
No, that was about 1 year. And
do you remember what you made there? How much an hour?
Well, I have absolutely no concept. Okay. But the other job that I had was at the school with the cadavers that would come in.